Good afternoon. We're here this afternoon with Mr. Brian Quinlan,
who is
one of the longest attending
gardeners
at Stackpole Wall Garden. And we're interviewing him today, which is the 2nd of February 2023. And this is part of the Citizen Curator Project, an oral history project, because people that have been working here, and certainly very few for as long as Brian, are able to tell us so much more about the gardens. So I'm working this afternoon with Julian Rollins, my colleague here, who is the tutor at Stackpole. So I'm going to hand over and then we're going to have a bit of a chat. Okay, Julian.
Thank you, yeah. And thanks for giving us your time, Brian, because it's a busy day, isn't it? When were you born, Brian?
Pardon?
When were you born? What year?
1939. 39. Is that quarter in now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just as the war, the Second World War was starting.
When the war was started, yeah.
Where were you living then as a child? Mm? Where did you live as a child?
Outside Tenby, Gumpreston.
Gumpreston near Tenby,
but
so you're...
the farm was down in the valleys. We had to go through a gate and then walk down to the farm.
And your dad was the farmer?
Yeah. My father was, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Astridge, or what was the name of that farm? Can you remember the name? No, a long time ago.
I'm not sure.
No. Gosh.
So when you were small, were you helping out around the farm then?
Yeah.
What did they used to have you doing?
When?
What did your dad used to ask you to do?
I know he was on the tractor and horses, ploughing with horses. Then I went on the tractor after that.
What age were you when you were driving the tractor?
I don't know.
Small.
9 or 10, I think.
That was quite something to have a tractor then.
Yeah.
Because I remember my father telling me, you know, it was mainly horses, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Quite a thing to have a tractor.
Yeah.
Can you remember what tractor it was?
Ford's Major, small one.
Fordson.
Before they had the blue ones. Yeah.
What colour would a Fordson be then?
Blue. The big one, yeah.
So you, from a very young age then, you were working outdoors, doing outdoor stuff.
I was walking around with my father when he was ploughing.
Yeah.
And with the tractor, yeah.
Can you remember the name of any of the horses?
No. We had two.
Did you?
Brown one with a white face.
And they used to use horses here at the garden, didn't they? Before
they did.
We were all around. There's a photo, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you... Can you remember when you first came here then, Brian? First came to Stackpole.
I think when I went to the Anchorage first, I think.
Any idea what year that was?
No.
So you're, how old are you now? You're 83. Three, gosh, yeah.
84 Monday week.
Oh, really? Oh.
Did that go on there then?
Yeah. 84 Monday week. Mm. And so what did you do between sort of finishing at the farm? Were you working other places or...?
I went to the Gulf Refinery then.
Oh, right.
And I grew up working in the canteen.
Ah, so they love you in the kitchen if they hear that here.
Yeah.
So you think, would you have been around 50 when you started working here or older?
I'm not sure, a bit older perhaps.
A bit older, yeah. About 20 or so years ago probably,
yeah.
I suppose. That's when, things really got going here.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else here now who was here when you first came?
I can't remember. No, I don't think so.
No. No, so you really are the one that... You know what's what then, yes, okay.
So you said to me a little earlier that when you first came here, the garden was in a bit of a state.
Overgrown, yeah.
What was it like? What was growing in here?
A lot of nettles and brambles and trees.
Trees?
Small trees, big trees like that.
Wow.
From the gate, you couldn't open the gate. It was, well, you opened the gate, but it was full of brambles and nettles, so we had to clear it all down.
Wow. So it was like clearing a jungle?
Yeah.
So that was that the first job then? Just cutting your way in?
Yeah.
How did you do that? What sort of tools did you use? Can you remember?
Saw, secateurs, clippers.
No power tools, no strimmers back then?
I can't remember. No. Don't think so.
And was there a big gang of you then, or was it just three or four?
A few of us.
And was Mr. Bateman here then, or...?
Yes, George Bateman.
George Bateman, right.
He was the head gardener then.
And did you see many members of the public in those days? Were there many visitors?
Yeah, I think there was a few walking round.
Right.
So once the place had been cleared, was the were the area that is now vegetable beds, was that the first bit that was cleared?
And we worked on them then. Do them over.
And was there a greenhouse? Was there a greenhouse?
Yeah, there was, but I wasn't near that.
Oh, right, okay.
So do you remember that first sort of spring or whatever planting? Was it, you know, quite something to make enough space to do your planting?
Yeah.
What do you remember about that? Digging, and did you choose what to plant then?
Yeah.
Or did Mr. Bateman tell you? Was it, who was making the
digging in the tunnels? The tomatoes.
So that was when you got the tunnels underway, was it? Just out here, or
yeah.
So you grew tomatoes from an early stage then.
Yeah.
Right.
And what else were you growing back then? What else were you growing back then? Can you remember?
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Onions, leeks, potatoes.
And was there did you have that little tractor? Was there a little tractor back there?
We had a small Fords and Major.
Right.
Was it the same as the one as you'd had at home? No.
Small grey one.
But you felt sort of okay about the tractor, obviously.
Yeah.
And how many times a week then did you come? Was it just once a week, or?
I think it was. When we was clearing the garden.
And what was your general feeling? Did you, you know, want to come back? Did you find it satisfying to work here?
Yeah.
In what way then? Was it more like going back to your roots sort of thing?
Yeah.
Did it remind you of when you were a child on a farm?
No.
No. The tractor and stuff, there wasn't... So with the crops you were growing then, you were growing onions, potatoes, leeks, tomatoes. Where did all of that produce go to?
No, they used to take some veg into the shop in Harper West.
Oh, right.
Next to the one... Next to the pub, I think. What was the name of that spa?
In Bridge Street in Halford West, or
no, in the town. Next to the King's Arms.
Oh, right, there you are. Yeah.
There was a shop there and they used to buy veg off us.
And I think you live in Halford West now, don't yeah. you? Were you living there then?
Well, when I was here?
Mm.
No.
No, I see. Because the charity Pembrokeshire Mencap was originally started off in Halford West, so I guess that's probably the link for selling the vegetables over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know Ian, or, you know, Ian that comes down?
From the committee.
Yeah, did you know him yeah. then? Was he here then?
I can't remember. I think he was.
Probably did overlap, I should think. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can hear the blasting yes. in the background. That's the military, isn't it? Down on Castle Martin, you get used to that noise, don't yeah. you?
On the ranges. Yes, mm. it's part of life here, isn't it? Listening to the guns going off. So you would have been coming once a week then?
Yeah, I think so.
How did you get here?
On the van.
On a van, yeah. Like a minibus?
Yeah.
Yeah. With other people who were coming to work.
Yeah.
Who would be doing the driving then back then?
Can you remember? George Beatman, I think.
So George would come and pick you up. What sort of time of day?
9:30 in the mornings.
And then you'd be here for a whole day, would you?
Yeah.
Put in a day's work.
You bring your dinner with you then, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring your lunch, yeah.
Yeah.
Were there women in those days? Any women on the bus?
Or I think so.
Yeah, like today, a little bit of a mix. Yeah. I've just seen Jane there in the greenhouse today. Yeah. Did you take vegetables home after you'd grown them? Did you have your own plots in those days? Or was it more... No, it was more general.
Yeah.
I see.
You'd mentioned lunch, hadn't you? So when you bought a packed lunch in with you.
Yeah.
Where did you eat it in those days then, when the weather wasn't so good?
The canteen in there.
In the...
In where they make the tea.
The corrugated iron shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You used to have tables and chairs and an electric fire in there.
Quite cosy.
Fun, yeah.
You've seen a lot of changes, Brian. You know, a lot of change over the years.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Is that good or bad?
Could be bad.
You're a good advert for it. You've kept fit, haven't you?
Yeah.
You kept fit. Do you enjoy that? You know, that physical work is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it you're working on today, Brian?
Oh, we're digging the sides out. We're putting my PEX on top. Tuck it in to the trench then, and then fill it back in.
Right, so is that... this?
And it'll hold my PEX down.
This is the stuff that the strawberries will go underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We make holes in the plastic, in the my PEX. And plant them through, like, the tomatoes.
So you're establishing a new strawberry bed, isn't it? Is that?
Yeah.
And is that good? Because does it need to be sort of refreshed every...
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
They grow better then.
Do they?
When they're planted with a Mypex.
And Mypex is like this sort of film, it helps to stop the weeds, does it?
Yeah.
And... is it particular strawberries? Do you grow El Santa? Or what strawberries do you grow? Do you know?
Any kind.
They're quite early though, aren't they? Because they come, I always seem to think, they come quite early here. And have people always come to pick the strawberries? Do you remember people doing pick your own in the past?
Yeah. I think they grow better when they're in the mic bag, so.
Do they? Why is that?
Because the birds get at them when they're loose and some goes bad. And...
so we get jays coming in and stealing them, don't we? Yeah, little devils.
Had you gardened before coming here? Had you gardened at home at all or in the past?
No, only when I was on the farm.
Right, did
I
you?
I didn't roach.
Oh, right.
Used to drive the tractor then.
Were you working there then at the,
yeah,
on the farm?
Yeah, living in.
Oh, right, right. And did they always grew some spuds, did they?
Yeah.
In the field then?
Yeah, and hay and straw.
Oh, right. Did you enjoy working there?
You?
Well, there, on the farm.
It was all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. So you came here with a lot of experience. You knew what was what, sort of thing, in terms of the tractors and gardening and what have you.
Do you think that coming here and doing the sort of work you're doing keeps you fit?
Yeah.
If you ever see the doctor, does he tell you you're fit, you're doing well?
Yeah, I saw two not long ago, lady doctors. She was going to test my legs, but she said there's no need because I was fit.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
And she checked my toes and said they're fit.
That's in case you get diabetes, isn't it,
yeah,
I think?
She said you get a small stand and put your feet up rather than down because it helps the veins in when your feet is up.
But she thought you were pretty good. Well, it's bound to be. You're moving a lot during the day, and I would imagine that helps then, yeah.
What's your favourite job here then, Brian? What do you?
Here?
Yeah.
No, anything. Raking, digging, planting.
And is this a good time of year now?
Yeah.
I always think of you planting spuds. Well, not yet, but when will that be? A month's time? It's just the beginning of February now. Is it March? Depends on the weather, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
March, April, May.
Do you do first earlies?
Yeah, we have done.
They're quite popular with people, aren't they? Do people quite like to come and buy the first new potatoes?
Yeah.
You must have grown many pounds of spuds over the years. Haven't you?
What would you say your favourite time of year was then? What would you say your favourite time of the year here is then?
Planting.
Is it? In the spring?
Maybe April or May, March.
It's a nice pace of life.
Yeah.
You can't force nature.
No.
Shall we pause it there?
Just have a breather.
Get my red light on again. So continuing then, Brian, you've got your own, everybody has their own veg plot.
Vegetable plot, yeah.
That's it. What are you going to grow on yours this year then?
Probably potatoes.
Anything else?
Beetroot.
So you get some produce from that.
Yeah.
What do you usually do with what you grow then? Where does it go to?
It takes it home then.
And do you cook it yourself?
Staff.
You've got.
And then we eat it then.
Support workers will cook it for you.
Yeah.
Do you share it with the people that you're living with then?
Yeah.
That's good.
What do they think? Do they say good things about it?
Nice.
Do you think a potato that you grow yourself tastes better than one you buy in a shop?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you find it varies from year to year depending on the weather?
Yeah.
Have you ever had blight in spuds down here?
be that bad, I think.
Yeah. That's a hell of a thing, isn't it?
Because
it flattens them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what's the worst pests you get down here then?
Mm.
What's the worst? Do you get a lot of slugs or snails or what's the worst?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So what was last year like? Because it was a very hot summer, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah.
Did you manage to grow potatoes last year?
Yeah, they looked all right, yeah.
Any particular brand? Maris Piper or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocket?
Yeah.
A few of the different types, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And do you wish you still were going round with the horse?
Pardon?
Do you wish you were still ploughing with the horse?
No.
No. They walked a long way in those days.
Yeah.
So what's happening at the moment then out there? Anything changing at the moment?
Pardon?
Is there anything changing at the moment? There seems to be new beds appearing in different places.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Grapevine.
Oh, yes.
Getting ready for the grapevines.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Should be good.
It's different, isn't it?
Interesting, isn't it? Should be
different.
Yeah. It'd be good the day we can all sit down and
enjoy
a glass of walled garden wine, won't it? That'd be all right.
Yeah.
That'd be the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty keen to get back to your strawberry bed, I understand.
Yeah. While it's sunny.
Yeah. So shall we stop it there and then we'll maybe come back to you in the future with a few definite questions?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe when some of the things that you've just planting now, we could talk to you about them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you start planting it later in the summer and ask you a bit about those. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.